Interesting, disturbing, alarming. There are so many adjectives that come to mind when you think about the situation unfolding.
Professor Mehrdad-Kia, the word assassination has been kicked around a lot today. Is that accurate, or was this guy a legitimate military target?
What I am getting from Iran, Ed, is absolute jubilation by the majority of Iranians who say, bravo, it is about time that you actually punish this mass murderer. The man whose hands are stained with the blood of not only tens of thousands of Iranians, but hundreds of U.S. servicemen and hundreds of thousands of innocent civilians in Syria, Iraq, and Lebanon. This man was the source of mayhem and violence throughout the region. And this is coming from me, who is very opposed to any kind of violent confrontation. I don't think anybody should shed any tears because Qasem Soleimani is not among us.
So I'm a little lost on where you stand. You open by saying this is a concerning situation that's unfolding, but now you're saying it's making millions of Iranians happy. What is the Trump administration unleashed? Is this good or is it bad?
I think like any other situation, we are now moving into uncharted waters. Until now, every administration, Republican and Democrat, had tried to appease Iran. I mean, look at the Obama administration very gently, softly, and diplomatically signed a nuclear deal. They, in fact, gave Iran billions of dollars, right? Hoping that Iran will normalize its foreign policy. So finally, we have a situation that an administration has decided to confront the menace of Iran's foreign policy. What I am suggesting is this is the beginning of a new process where United States foreign policy is moving more and more in line with the sympathy of the average Iranian and average Arab on the streets, which want a prosperous economy, an economy with jobs, more freedom, more democracy, and an end to Islamist politics. And this is an amazing thing coming from me, who has been very critical of the Trump administration.
And I was just going to say, there are people listening who say, oh, you're a Trumpian.
No, far from it. But I have to say, just listening to so many people from the region, that it is not a question of Trump or Obama or Democrat or Republican. They have been waiting for a foreign policy which will stand up to the aggressive policies of the Iranian regime and stand up to its terrorism. Now, do I have any illusion that Donald Trump will go all the way to where, you know, people on the ground would like to see? I don't think so. But at least on this move, on this single move, I think there is quite a bit of support for getting rid of Soleimani in the region.
Far from the crucible of Iran right now, back home here in the States, Montana even, are you concerned that people of, broadly put, Middle Eastern descent will now be targeted as this patriotic, perhaps, who knows, fervor, I don't know if that's overcooking it, takes place?
I am always worried about the blowback, that is, something happening in terms of a conflict or confrontation. I saw it personally, and it was a very ugly experience during the so-called hostage crisis, during the President Carter administration. And I have to tell you the level of ignorance with regard to what was happening. Iranians who lived in this country, most of them were actually fleeing repression from the regime in Iran, were targeted as being responsible for holding U.S. diplomats hostage. The irony is that those were the very allies that we should have supported at the time of a confrontation between the United States and Iran. I just hope that we reach a level of education and understanding of the situation, that we separate the governments from the people. That is, if we have a problem with the Iranian regime, we should also understand that 95% of Iranians have even more problem with that regime than we do, that 57% of them are women who are university graduates, right? And they are one of the most pro-American societies in the world. These are moments of educating ourselves about the complexities and nuances of the situation rather than suddenly jumping the gun and homogenizing an entire country or society or culture and equating them with the nasty acts of a few bad actors or some bad governments.
University of Montana history professor Mehrdad Kia, always a pleasure to have you here. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Ed, for the opportunity.